You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hey guys, I'm Kelsey, the paranormal Sherlock Holmes. I'm host of the Haunted Detective Podcast, and I'm here tonight to play Real or Creepy.
Hi guys, it's Pamela J, your favorite skeptic and co-host of the Haunted Detective Podcast, and I'm here to play Real or Creepy.
Y'all did a great job. Usually people get to the real creepy part and they're like, real scary. Or
real interesting. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? That's right. We're here for another episode of Real or Creepy, the podcast where we determine whether or not stories from the internet are a real haunting or a fake creepypasta. We've got two great guests for this series of four episodes. They host an amazing podcast and really encourage everyone to check that out. It's Kelsey and Pamela. Do you go by Pam or Pamela? Because I've heard Kelsey call you both.
Honestly, it does not matter, but you can call me Pam. That's fine. Usually Kelsey just calls me Pam when she's aggravated that I'm telling her that her theories are just not accurate.
And then when we're on the phone, I call her Pammy Whammy.
Like I said, my name's just versatile.
All right. Well, it's Pammy Whammy and Kelsey. We're going to jump into our first story here. So the title of the story is Haunted Car. My daughter purchased an old blue Hyundai Excel for her first get around car. It was a little beat up, but nevertheless, it got her safely from point A to B. She told me one night as she glanced into her rearview mirror, she saw a young girl with long plaits sitting in the back seat. It was just for a second, and when she looked again, she was gone. She said she has seen her on multiple occasions, but for some reason, she never felt scared, just weirded out by the experience. She also explained that the radio used to turn on and off by itself, and sometimes the volume would go up and down. Thought it was creepy, but put it down to an old car with old electronics, and maybe she was tired, and the streetlights played with shadows experiencing pareidolia. One day, she was driving us to the shops, and as we were chatting away, I saw the radio knob literally turn itself as the music volume went up. I sat there stunned for a moment and was in disbelief to what I saw. I told my daughter what I'd seen, and she just laughed and said, "See, Mom, I told you this car was haunted." I couldn't believe it. Anyway, fast forward a few months, she decided to sell it. The new owners called her and said they lost the keys. Then they found them. Then they called again and said the car wouldn't start. Then it started. Just weird stuff. It was a week after she sold it. She was coming out from university and parked next to her old car. It was the blue Hyundai Excel. She checked the number plate and it was definitely her old car. She was really taken back as there are literally hundreds of parks and it just happened to be parked next to her. This only happened once, and she has never seen the car again. Okay, so one thing I want to say is the least haunting part of that story is the fact that she just parked next to her old car at the end of the story, which it makes me also kind of feel like it is a real story and not creepypasta, because that is such a weird misnomer to throw into a creepypasta. Anyway, Kelsey, I'm going to throw it to you first. Did this story bubble up any real feelings in you that it's a real haunting? Do you think this was just a real to them story? Is it creepypasta? What are your thoughts on the story?
Based on the way it was written, I think it's Reddit. Yeah. The typos, the spelling errors, people who write stuff on creepypasta really see it as a craft and an art. But for me personally, I've been in a position where I've been driving in my car and could have sworn that there was someone sitting behind me. It's just this really disconcerting feeling. So I understand what they're talking about. And that also makes me feel like it's real, because imagine you're driving alone on an empty street, it's nighttime out, and suddenly you just feel like there's someone sitting behind you. You can't explain it. You don't want to look in your rearview mirror. You don't want to look behind you, but you just know someone's there. That would be so scary and so hard to put into words how terrifying that is.
Yeah, it kind of goes with that. How people say they can feel the energy change in a room, you know, or like when you're driving in a car, and something just tells you to look over at the car next to you and they're staring at you and you're staring at them and you're just like, yeah, we just had a moment there. You know, it's I guess it kind of runs in that. So did you get the feeling, though, that this was a true experience to this person, at least, that it's not creepypasta?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it creepy or pasta, but I would say that it's a real story.
Yeah, I could see that. So Pamela, I'm not going to call you Pamela Ma Ding Dong. I don't know. I've seen too many episodes of The Office.
I love that.
You are a self-described skeptic. You know, we're not physically there in these stories and we don't have the person to actually tell us these stories. So we're just kind of going off their written word. How did this story go for you? Do you think this was actually somebody who experienced something, or do you think this is somebody who's trying to play tricks through the internet?
Honestly, it sounds like she was experiencing something that was just really creepy. I do think that it was real to her, but we've all experienced that. No, hang on, because I'm looking at you. We've all experienced that weird feeling that someone's looking at us. We've all experienced like, oh, hey, I don't remember twisting the knob, or I don't remember doing this. And so things like that can happen. So I think it was definitely real to her, but do I think it was real? Probably not, but it's definitely also not creepypasta.
Yeah, we had, I interviewed one person from Australia one time on the podcast, and she told me that she had an experience with a ghost that sat in the back of her car to the extent that she had a conversation with them, like, you know, for a period of time driving. And
oh my God,
thought that was pretty intense. I've never experienced anything supernatural in the car. You know, I've only had those weird phenomenons where you think about a song, and, you know, back when I listened to the radio, now everything is like from playlist or whatever. I kind of have more control over that. But you think about a song and all of a sudden it's there. You think about calling somebody and then your cell phone rings. That's kind of more of lines of what I've experienced. But interesting story nonetheless. I just think it's so funny that they included that they pulled up next to their old car one more time before it disappeared into the abyss.
The blue Hyundai is haunting me.
It's like, what?
I feel like the story itself, where they said the new owners called, oh, I lost my keys. And then yes, as soon as they called, they found their keys. And then they called, oh, the car won't start. And then as soon as they were on the phone, the car would start. It seems like that was sort of a foreboding message to the car being next to them.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, oh, the car doesn't want to leave you. You're in a committed relation, a committed haunting.
Like, what is it, Herbie? Car. Like,
this yeah, car loves you.
I recently sold a car a couple months ago, and I am so glad the new owner didn't call me and go, I lost the keys. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah. You had them when you drove off in the car, but I don't know what to tell you. All right. So we'll jump into our next story. This one's called Ghost Break-In.
Wait. Do we get to know if it's real or fake?
Oh, no. You just debate it. Do you want imaginary internet points? You get 100. Pamela gets 101. I don't know.
I want to win. I'm a winner.
We're all
winners.
We're all winners here, guys. We're winning content. This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
All right, so this story is called Ghost Break-In. Growing up, I always heard or saw things in my home. No one ever believed me, so I eventually just thought it was childhood nonsense. I now know my childhood home is very haunted, and I have so many ghost stories, but this is only one of them. In 2015, my little brother, 10, and I, 21, were home alone for about a week while my parents were in Mexico. One night, we had a movie night in my parents' room. For reference, the bedrooms are all down the same hallway, with my parents' bedroom being the middle bedroom and my brother's room being the one on the right, and also none of the windows are able to open. We were about halfway through the movie when we suddenly heard the front door open and slam very hard against the wall. I panicked and automatically closed the bedroom door and turned off the TV. We heard footsteps that sounded like heavy men's boots enter the foyer and start rummaging around through things. I called 911 immediately and put my brother in the closet because this man was rummaging loudly and I could hear him go from the foyer to the living room, to the dining room, etc. The 911 operator told me to stay in the room and the police were very close and to only come out when they said so. As I'm on the phone with 911, I hear the steps walk down the hall and go into my brother's room, which was the bedroom on the right, and start rummaging around through things in there and moving things in the closet. We can still hear the noises in the room next to us when I suddenly hear the police swing open the front door and yell for the intruder to surrender. When the police finally told us to come out, my brother and I told them to check the bedroom on the right, since that's where we heard the noises last. They flipped that room upside down trying to find someone, but found nothing. They then asked me to check the house and make sure nothing is missing. When I checked the kitchen, most of the cabinets were open, and in the dining room, some of the chairs in the dining room were pulled out, although nothing was missing. Seeing that scene was freaky because I had not left the kitchen or dining room like that, and for a moment I thought maybe it was a ghost. I even asked the police to check the basement and attic, but they didn't find anyone or evidence of a break-in. The front door wasn't even open. I felt like a fool. When my parents found out, they automatically assumed we made the noises up or heard noises in our heads. About a year later, my mom was home alone and it happened to her. She was so scared and finally believed us. The same events happened. First, the front door slammed open, the footsteps walking around, rummaging through everything, and finally the noises stopped in my brother's closet. The quote-unquote break-in has happened at least four more times. We had not had a break-in in about 4 years, but last week, my little brother said he was home alone and heard the same noises. He heard the same break-in. I'm only sorry I was not able to be there for him. So this one is a little bit of a different tone. Not exactly your classic haunted house story. It feels almost borderline true crime to, I guess, the reveal is that it's a ghost. Pamela, how did you feel about this story? I mean, it'd be super scary to experience.
This one actually really freaked me out. It gives me a humanistic approach to a ghost story, which I find terrifying because it's something a person can do. I don't know how to feel. I'll be honest. When you were reading it, I was like, oh shit. Like, I got the heebie-jeebies right now. Like, I hate that. I don't think it was a ghost, but at the same time, if police were there and they couldn't find anything and they were able to see the things were messed up, but there was no sign of a break and entry. But here's the problem is that this has happened multiple times and the same exact thing happened multiple times. So that part, I cannot explain, but this one really creeped me out. So I don't know if it's real. I might say that it's creepypasta just because it's a little demented in the way that it plays on that humanistic approach.
Yeah, I think there's for sure some elements there. Kelsey, how'd you feel about this one?
Oh, well, I would agree with the creepypasta take. It's a little too well organized and we all know, us ghost believers, Pamela, if things happened that perfectly, everyone would believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
But it also reminds me of a phenomenon called shadow loops or time loops, which is basically where a person that's dead, it's not as much a ghost as it is an imprint or a memory or a stain. And these ghosts or whatever, they keep repeating the same moment over and over and over and over again. That could be an important moment in their life. That could be a moment right before they died. So it made me wonder. I was like, damn, it sounds like that house, whoever owned it before, had a break-in. The person was rummaging. They went upstairs to the closet and got killed rummaging through the closet. That's what it made me think. If it is real, then it seems like a loop like that. I think some of the first people to talk about it were ghost hunters, like Taps.
Mm-hmm.
Love Taps. I love them. Anyways, that sounded really weird. I'm sorry. Dave Tango follows me on Instagram. Don't think I'm a weirdo. I just so laundry ghost hunters, Taps.
Please, I'm not weird.
I swear. Anyways, yeah.
Are we all a little weird though?
We're all a little strange.
Yeah. I agree with that. Although I had never heard it called a stain. That was interesting. I would really be sad in the afterlife if they were like, Noah's ghost haunts this area, and then somebody's like, no, it's just a stain.
It's not even a haunting. It's just a memory that replays. So that person's ghost, if it is a loop, that person's ghost could be in the afterlife, but there's just an energy that's stuck.
Yeah.
So the energy would have to be so strong though, that it would have to be continuing that same motion over and over and over again. But then it happened, like, just for instance, this story, it happened multiple times. I wish that they had put some more detail on, like, oh, it was the fourth day of every month, or like, it was the fourth day of March every year. Cause then that would have been like, okay, this is creepypasta, because this is like, oh, well, obviously it happened on the 4th of March, whenever it happened. But
if it is creepypasta, it's well written in the sense that they include the younger sibling. because that immediately takes me out of flight mode in my brain and puts me into fight mode, especially having like a 4-year-old. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was, if it is creepypasta, that was well done in that sense.
It gives that like human emotion to it. You're like, ugh, I don't like how you brought me into this story. Leave me alone.
Did you guys watch Supernatural at all? The TV series on the CW?
Some.
So there was an episode or a few episodes with these guys called Ghost Facers. And their theme song was like, Ghost Facers, we face the ghosts when nobody will not, or when nobody's around, something like that.
It really sounded like Power Rangers there for
Power Rangers.
Wait, let me see. My point is that they had an episode where it was all loops, shadow loops or time loops.
Ghost Facers.
This was a very legitimate theme. Reoccurring character. They were reoccurring characters in Supernatural. They were like, you know, the actual ghost hunters had to experience ghost hunters, you know. That's just, it's a funny trope. Anyways, that's what it made me think of, because they had a shadow loop and one of the Ghostface members died. And anyways, irrelevant. I just
Well, gang, we did it. That's our first episode with Pamela and Kelsey in Real or Creepy. Kelsey, why don't you tell our audience where they can find all of your content? Maybe you guys can also let them know a little bit about your podcast as you kind of talk about that.
Yeah, so you can find our podcast on all platforms, even the teeniest, tiniest platforms ever that I didn't know existed before I had a podcast. But our podcast is called Haunted Detective, and we're basically a true crime paranormal investigative show where we deep dive into topics or one case over the course of 7 episodes. Right now, we're kind of on a topic basis. Our current season is about paranormal cults. So cults with a religious or supernatural undertone. And yeah, we have pillars of everything. Weird history, unsolved mysteries, conspiracy theories. We had a whole episode on unsealed CIA documents. So we are everything you could ever want to learn about the macabre and spooky and weird.
What's your social media? Where can they find you on social media?
So on TikTok, I'm haunted_detdetand she's the Miss Pamela J. And on Instagram, we are haunted.detective.
Awesome. And Pamela, why don't you, I know Kelsey plugged your social media there, but why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, since Kelsey kind of went through, you know, the particulars on the podcast.
Basically, obviously, Kelsey mentioned that on the podcast, we talk about just a whole variety of things when it comes to science-based theories, crazy theories, cases, legends, all that fun stuff. So it really doesn't matter if you're a paranormal believer like Kelsey or a skeptic like me. It's just a safe place for you to investigate and listen to all the theories. On my side of TikTok, I know that Kelsey covers a lot of true crime cases on hers. I cover a lot of victim advocacy, and I also dabble into legends and crazy cases and stuff like that. So basically, we're pretty versatile in everything. We like to cover absolutely everything, because everything's dark and creepy, I've noticed, in the world. Everything has a dark history. So I definitely like to dive into all things dark, creepy, and historic.
Emma's selling herself short a little bit. She's actually one of the first creators in the true crime space to really spread awareness for victim-centric true crime covering. And she has had a really, really big part on social media in general when it comes to educating people on how to respect the victims and their family members, and how not to romanticize, glorify, and be weird when it comes to serial killers and murderers and stuff like that. So she's had a really positive impact on the community. So I wanted to put that out there, because she's not giving herself the credit she deserves.
Thanks, Kelsey.
I'm in love with you.
You guys are adorable. And Pamela, just one more time, what's the best social media for our audience to check out if they want to learn more about you?
Oh yeah, sure. So my TikTok is the Miss Pamela J. My Instagram is Miss Pammy J, J-A-Y. And then of course I have a YouTube, which is also just the Miss Pamela J.
So with that, that's another episode of Real or Creepy.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.